those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome back to In for the Lift, the podcast. This is episode 338 called Emily Patel. All right, guys. So it is World IVF Day today. So I have a very special guest on. Her name is Emily Patel. So Emily founded Hopeful Mama Foundation. You can actually hear her whole family building story in another episode of Infertile AF, and I'll put that in my stories. But she reached out to me recently because she just launched the Hopeful Families Collection, and I'm going to read you their mission statement, tell you guys what it is, and then Emily and I are going to talk about it. So the Hopeful Families Collection initiative brings books into public and school libraries to celebrate the many ways that families are created, including assisted reproductive technology, adoption, surrogacy, and donor conception, while helping all children learn that every family is built with love and hope. So when she reached out to me saying she was going to do this and to see if my two books could be part of the collection, I was like, fuck yes. So without further ado, this is Emily on Infertile AF. Hey, hey, Emily, how are you?
I'm so good. And I'm so excited to see you today, Allie.
I know. So for everyone who might not know, you were on a full episode of my show where you told your story. I'm so glad that you reached out to me recently because you are launching this really great initiative about getting books about, you know, thoroughly modern families that are built through ART and other means into libraries. So you've just came up with this name for it, the Hopeful Families Collection. And I'm so excited that my books, Work of Art and Beautiful Bird, are going to be included on the list with so many other great authors in this space. So tell me about how you got this idea.
Sure. Again, thank you for having me twice over. I just always enjoy spending time with you and spreading the word about really great things that are happening in our world. So yes, the Hopeful Families Collection, which again, as you mentioned, I just came up with the name this weekend, but it started in a very organic way. My daughter and I, and then my other daughter, were at dance class. And we had one of our books with us that we had just gotten from Victoria about our hearts match. And we were reading it while my oldest daughter was in dance. And one of our dance friends looked over and said, oh, what book is that? You know, can you tell us a little bit about it? So we were sharing a little bit about the book that we were reading. And she goes, that's really great. Well, I'm going to check it out at the library. I didn't think anything of it. She didn't think anything of it. We just went about our way. And then halfway through the week, I get a text message from her saying, hey, the library doesn't have that book. Is there any way that I could borrow it? And I was like, oh, sure, that's great. And then the wheels just started turning. And I thought, gosh, I wonder what other books that they don't have that we have on our bookshelves. So I ended up reaching out to our local library and said, do you happen to have any of these books in your circulation? And I probably gave them a list of 10 from Hopeful Mamas. On our blog, we have a infertility children's book list. And so it has a whole list of, I mean, probably 40 plus books by this point, but a lot of books. So I just took a handful of them and asked if they had any of them. Well, they didn't. They didn't have any of them in their circulation. And they are part of a metro network. So there's three libraries in three different towns that are a part of this library network. So not one of the libraries had any books. And I said, well, do you have any books about donor conception or, you know, infertility related to IVF, IUI, or any, you know, assisted reproductive technologies, stuff about surrogacy or donation? And they really didn't. And so the more I thought about it, the more I thought, gosh, this is something that's really lacking. And I feel like Hopeful Mama could do something about this because even though Hopeful Mama is based on providing financial grants to individuals needing support and support groups and educational workshops, I really felt that this initiative could fall under our educational category because we want to not only educate and provide books for families who are going through infertility, that allows them to read to their children about this is kind of your story. And this is a way to introduce them to however they came to be, but also for those families that maybe are not, you know, using assisted reproductive technologies or adoption or surrogacy. And they want to teach their children all the diverse ways that families are created. And so not having these type of books in libraries doesn't allow them the ability to educate their children on the diverse ways. And so we recently found a grant that really spoke to educating children. So we applied for that grant and we received it. And so we're now able to help fund, which we can talk more about too, but to help fund libraries with a book list that we put together.
It's so awesome. And when you told me about this, I was like, I could not agree with you more. We're so simpatico in wanting to normalize the conversation around this. You know, that's the whole reason I wrote the first book, which is My Family Story, and then Beautiful Bird, my new one, about IUI and so like a solo mom by choice and donor conception and LGBTQ+. And it's just, you know, getting these stories out there for people who are underrepresented, you know, in children's books across the world, basically. So it's so great that you're doing this. And, you know, like your passion is so palpable. So like when we got off the phone recently, I was like, oh my God, I'm so jazzed. What can I do? How can I help? Like, it was like, I was so motivated by like what you have going on, because I think it's so brilliant. And I think I told you the story of our book is in my son's school library. I mean, this is like baby steps, right? Like one local library, but the librarian emailed me and said it's been getting checked out like crazy. And like you said, I love the notion that there's families that didn't use ART or surrogacy or adoption, but are learning about different ways that families can be created. And again, normalize it, normalize it, normalize it. Like, it's just so great. So thank you for being so passionate. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for including me. Tell me more.
Yeah, definitely. So our goal, again, it came from such an organic place. It wasn't something that was really on our radar. And so we're kind of just going as the doors open, right?
Yeah.
So as I reached out to some authors that I knew personally to see if they wanted to either donate their book or include it in our book list, they started saying, kind of like you, Allie, well, what can I do to get involved? How can we get this to our area? And mm-hmm. So our goal now is to try to get this book list donated through Hopeful Mama and then through other fundings that we are able to find into all 50 states. Now, that doesn't mean we'll get it into every library in every city, but we would like to get at least one donation book list into a state. And so currently we're working in Iowa. This first grant cycle that we're going through, we'll be able to do the Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha area, which is local to Hopeful Mama. And then the second library we're going to be able to do is down in Des Moines and Ankeny. Yes, it's the Des Moines metro area, which is where our other location of Hopeful Mama is. And then our third one for this funding is going to be in Coralville, which is kind of close to the corridor area where we are right now. And so That's where our first funding is. And then with your help, Allie, we are applying for a grant in your area so that we get into, we're shooting for 12 libraries. So what we're shooting for in your area, Allie, is the two public libraries that you have and then 10 elementary schools. And so if we get the funding for that, we would be able to give a book list that has about 22 to 25 books that cover IVF, IUI, ART, donor conception, surrogacy, adoption. So about 25 books from all of those categories would then be donated to those libraries and be put into circulation. And so that's our next goal. And then our goal after that is from a author in California. They're really interested in getting it in California. And so we are looking at funding in that area, which we would then do the same thing, apply for the grant and be able to get it into libraries there.
It's so great. And we should say I'm in North Jersey for anybody who doesn't know that. So I just love this. I mean, I can't be more excited about it. And I think it's just so brilliant. Is there anything else that you want to add about the program or, you know, about where you see this going? I know you said all 50 states, but like a couple of years from now, what's your goal? What's your like end game? Not even end game, because what's the goal?
I think the goal is, you know, obviously the 50 states. And then after that, as long as we can continue to find funding or people, you know, donating to this initiative, we'll just continue reaching out to different libraries because there's really no reason to stop this initiative. You know, just because we have it in one library, in one city, in one state, there are more needs. And so we would just move on to the next city that doesn't already have these books in their library circulation and just continue from there. And honestly, I think even not so much an end game, like you said too, but the goal is to bring awareness, because as we progress in society, the ways families are created is not, it's not going to stop, right? There are so many ways that families are created. And even in your newest book, it is a story that is something that I didn't even really think about with the single mom by choice and then the donors becoming part of their family. And so it's showing that there are still more ways that families mm-hmm. are going to be created, and they're going to be unique, and they're going to be different from what people would say is traditional family building. Mm-hmm. And specifically with our family, you know, we're a biracial couple with donor conceived children from two mm-hmm. different donors, which is mm-hmm. not a very traditional story. And so mm-hmm. wanting to just allow those families that are unique to be represented in books, and also, like, you know, we mentioned making sure that other families can educate their children from a very early age that it's okay that you have friends that have different families than you, that look different than you, mm-hmm. that came together different than you, but we can celebrate our differences because it's truly just love that creates a family. So I think our goal is just to continue to spread awareness about that, to help decrease the stigma that there is related to ART and surrogacy and donor conception, and honestly, just make education available to children, especially at libraries, since it's free, they can just check it out. It allows yeah. them to be educated at no cost.
Amazing. So let's talk about people who are listening right now, some action items, like things that people can do if they want to get involved or, you know, follow along on this journey and support us.
Yes, definitely. So you can always follow along on Instagram, social media. Hopeful Mama is on Instagram and Facebook, and we're also on LinkedIn. So a lot of our initiatives will be pushed out to LinkedIn if you're more on the business side of things. The other ways that you can support this initiative, which again is called Hopeful Families Collection, is a few different things. From a monetary standpoint, you can head to our website, which is hopefulmamafoundation.org, and you can leave a donation. And at the top, there's a dedicate your gift option, and you could just put in Hopeful Families Collection Initiative. And then whatever you donate, we would put specifically towards this initiative that would go towards buying more books to put into this collection. The other option is if you're an author, or if you know an author of a children's book that would fall into this category, you could reach out to them, have them reach out to us. And if we don't already have their book in the list, then we could, you know, talk with them about donating their books or getting their books on the list, which we would love to grow our collection. Right now, like I said, we're about 25 books sitting right around there. The other option is if you are in a city that has a library that currently doesn't have a lot of books about these categories, so donor conception, adoption, surrogacy, ART, IVF, IUI, single mom by choice, those options, then you can let us know and we can reach out to them and start working with them to try to get our book list into their library once we get funding, and then spread the word. Just talk to people about it. You know, when we post things on Instagram, if you can share those out, that always really helps. But just spreading the word about how important it is that we share this initiative out.
Yes. Oh my God. It's so exciting. I can't wait to see what happens with all this. It's like the momentum is building, and I got the chills like three times while you were talking because you're so well spoken about this. And like I said, the passion is there and it's contagious, and this is just so cool. It's so cool. So yes, guys, follow along, like she said. And if anybody wants to look at my books and just see what they're about, it's InfertileIFGroup.com. You can read about both of the books. A third one is actually being illustrated right now too. So more to come there, but there's just so many people out there like creating wonderful things. They're all different. There's room for all of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just love this, you know, supporting each other and, you know, trying to lift up what each other's doing. It like means so much to me. So thanks again for including me in this. And guys, if you're listening, you know, go check out what Emily and her whole group is doing. This Hopeful Families Collection. I hope it's in every damn library in the country and beyond, like ASAP.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out my books at infertileifgroup.com. Also check out Fertility Rally at fertilityrally.com if you're looking for a safe place to land. I wish I had that when I was going through it. We have so many awesome members going through so many different things. You are more than welcome to join us. Check out a group, see if it's your jam, but also check out what Emily has going on with the Hopeful Families Collection. So check out the show notes. You can see where to find more info on that. You can also go to Hopeful Mama Foundation on her Instagram and see what's going on there. I'm so excited to get all these books out there to so many different people all over the world. I can't thank her enough for coming on the show today. Happy World IVF Day. I still say to Sunny every single day, I still can't believe you're here because I can't. And no matter what you're going through right now, I'm sending you love. Please reach out if you need anything. I'm at Infertile AF Stories on IG and my DMs are open. So thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you guys soon.
drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.